I'll get started. Obviously, not the greatest result again. It's a very young side out there, but to play in front of almost 48,000 people and a pretty hostile crowd, what was that like, and how do you think the younger boys handled that?
Yeah, obviously disappointing about the result, but I think the boys handled it pretty well. As I said, we do have a lot of young kids in the side, so it's important that they get exposed to those sorts of crowds because obviously around September time, where we want to be playing hopefully in a few years, they'll be coming up against hostile and crowds that are a little bit larger than that. So to get that experience under their belt, it's a pretty good experience, I guess, for them to experience it.
And I know that players don't like talking about their performances, but you had a pretty, well, you had a fantastic game on Saturday night, and you've had a pretty good run of form in the back half of this season. Do you feel like you've hit your stride and are playing some of your best footy?
Yeah, I guess that's come with a little bit of a position change as well. I've moved up onto the wing, whereas earlier in the year I was playing a little bit in the half forward and not getting lost, but just not, yeah, really having probably that same zip and speed that I probably had towards the end of last year. So a bit of a positional change for mine and seems to work wonders. I'm enjoying the role up on the wing, so hopefully they'll keep me there.
Yeah, cool. And what are some of the, I guess, how are the boys kind of feeling going into the final couple of rounds? I know it's been a tough season, but and we've got Hawthorn obviously this week, but how are the guys' feelings? Are they still quite positive downstairs?
Yeah, I guess it has to be. Obviously, it's obviously a testing time for the club at the moment, such a young group. It's important to stay upbeat and positive, even though the results aren't going your way. It's these times that will make the winning times more enjoyable. So it's important that we stay upbeat. And, I think we're gonna have another recovery session down at the beach tomorrow, just to keep change up a little bit and keep a smile on the boys' faces. That's probably the most important thing. Even though it's a tough time, just to keep enjoying it and doing other things to hopefully get the result we're after.
And I guess this is probably a bit of a similar question to the first one, but what are some of the main things like you can take out of the season personally and also as a club, I guess for the younger boys, a lot of exposure to senior footy, which they might not have got at another club. But yeah, what are some of the things that are good that have come out of this season?
Yeah, definitely that. I think having all those young kids, Harris Andrew, Liam Dawson, getting more games into those guys has been a big positive. Also, Billy Evans. And also, I think the new recruits as well, with Dane and Alan and Mitch, they've come into the club, slotted in really well. And the games they've played this year, something going to help them in the years to come, and just building those relationships with those players as well. It's difficult to have three new players from different clubs with different game plans come in and try and fit into our game plan. Anyway, we've had 12 months with it. They're fresh off the cusp, so all those, you can take positives like that out of the year, and hopefully with the full list next year and a really solid pre-season,